as we pivot to drone deliveries, more retailers are promising them, and when those promises become reality, it's the Federal Aviation Administration which will have to manage all that delivery traffic in the skies above us. But first, researchers at NASA Ames in Mountain View, California, are developing the system to make that possible. KQED's Rachel Miro paid a visit to find out what they're doing.
Tech giants from Google to Amazon to Uber Eats want to send everything from sneakers to pizza by drone. If, or perhaps I should say, when all of those things and more get delivered by drone, it could be chaos. But that's where NASA Ames comes in. Imagine a cloud-based software system every drone operator has to log into with a flight plan for every flight. NASA Ames researcher Abe Barade explains from the Project Command Center in Mountain View, filled with massive humming computer screens.
They'll go ahead and submit their request, that volume, that area, that time and space, altitude. And then the system will check it against various parameters. You know, are you flying in restricted airspace? Are you over a national park? And you'll get a message back either that you're accepted or rejected.
Once your drone is airborne, you can track it on the software. This program does what those folks in control towers do for planes, but without the control towers. And the software can tell you about the things you can't see when the drone leaves your line of sight, like birds, bad weather, and so on.
And you may say, you know what, my vehicle's really expensive. I don't want to take the risk of keeping it in the air. I'm going to go ahead and land mine until we figure out what's going on.
And if you behave badly, everyone else can see that, too, including law enforcement. While NASA lays the technical groundwork, there will be plenty of opportunity for new rules and regulations to keep bad actors in line. At least, so says NASA Ames project manager Ron Johnson.
So there's this tremendous market out there that's going to be growing. They're just chomping at the bit. But I think from the human side of it, the safety and security and the acceptance from the public is going to be key.
He's not just talking about the FAA establishing rules. Johnson anticipates local jurisdictions will enact their own rules, like dictating how high or low you can fly to protect local landmarks, for instance, from potential crashes, or restrict deliveries at night to keep from bothering people with the noise. That's the thing about software. You can add an almost infinite number of rules that take into account specific time and place. Yeah, some of you are saying, when do I get my pizza by drone? Short answer, not soon.
So we finished our major testing this summer. It'll take us several months to document what we found. And the FAA has their processes. Well, right now, they already are soliciting public feedback on rules for flying over people. You know, it's probably perhaps less than a decade, but more than a couple of years.
But while Johnson is sure the FAA has to wait for public input before hurtling into the brave new world of drone delivery, the FAA appears to have other plans. Already, it's certified Alphabet's Wing Aviation to operate as an airline, a first for U.S. drone delivery companies. Wing, which began as a Google X project, has been operating test flights at Virginia Tech and plans to expand later this year. For Here and Now, I'm Rachel Miro in Mountain View, California.